Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Vice President of the United States is holidaying in the UK with his family this week. JD Vance used his break in the Cotswolds to relax with his family, go fishing with the British Foreign Secretary and make the trip to RAF Fairford, where the US Air Force personnel are based. However, it has not all been smooth sailing. The fishing trip with David Lammy was without a licence, making it illegal. And the locals have been out protesting his presence. Henry Riley is a reporter with LBC. He joins me on the line. Good morning. Morning, Henry.
Morning.
You were with JD Vance yesterday, I think, during his visit to RAF Fairford, where the US Air Force personnel are based. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, he got a very good reception there. It's an interesting part of the UK, really. It's a Gloucestershire air base, and it has around 200 or so US service personnel that have operated it. The US have actually run the base since 1950, so it's pretty long-standing. But he went in, met the troops, met many of their family members as well. They were whooping and cheering him, so he went down well. He gave a sort of 10-minute speech or so where he was talking about the importance of bases abroad for the US and finished off by handing out McDonald's quarter pounder cheeseburgers at the request of the troops, I'm told. They were asked what sort of food they'd like, and he started handing out these cheeseburgers, which was a slightly strange sight.
Right. No Melton Mowbray pork pies to consider local tastes, just American cheese, an all American affair.
Yes, it was. But the music that they were playing before, it was we had Macho Man by the Village People. It was a slightly surreal experience. But that, I'm told, the McDonald's is what they requested.
All right, fair enough. David Lammy, the UK Foreign Secretary, referring himself to the Environment Watchdog after a fishing trip with JD Vance without a license. What happened, Henry?
I know. I mean, this is quite incredible, really. I think David Lammy, our Foreign Secretary, thought he'd got a pretty good diplomatic catch, if you pardon the pun, by getting JD Vance over to Chevening in Kent. And it all seemed to go very well. They had a press conference whereby every question that could have been a potential curveball disaster was averted. There was a lot of joshing about the fishing trip and the fact that JD Vance's three children managed to catch a fish. So too JD Vance. But the Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, did not manage to. And it was all going very well. They were guffawing, they were laughing. But a few days later on, we now learn that Mr. Lammy did not have a rod licence, an angling licence, despite the fact it was at a body of water beside his property. If you're over the age of 13 in England and Wales, you have to have one of these licences. So whilst JD Vance's kids who were fishing might have been fine, well, Mr. Vance and David Lammy are in a spot of bother. Now, David Lammy's spokesperson says it was an administrative oversight. Quite what is going to happen remains to be seen, but you can get a fine of up to £2,500. So JD Vance popping in for a cup of tea might have proven to be quite expensive.
The visit overall, though, JD Vance dropping in on the area has had a bit of an impact on village life. So he got a rapturous reception in the US Air Force base. How's he been going down amongst locals who may have been inconvenienced by some of the security arrangements?
Yeah, and inconvenienced is really the way to put it. I spent the weekend there, lucky me, in the Cotswolds, lovely part of the UK. But there was a real sense of anger because, quite frankly, people couldn't go about their daily lives. Now, we're talking about a very wealthy area in a lot of places of the UK, the Cotswolds. He was staying in this sort of sleepy hamlet called Dean, which can't have more than sort of 50 people that actually live in it, just to give you a sense of the scale. And not only were the roads closed, and indeed each road that goes into Dean given police officers who were there to greet anyone who tried to get in, you also had all of the footpaths closed as well. So people in that particular area inconvenienced. Also others in the local area, like Chipping Norton, who were trying to go about their days, were inconvenienced by the 19-vehicle motorcade, which JD Vance brought with him. And he went to a local bakery for lunch, and that was a huge visit in the end. He hosted a bar barbecue. The actual manor he was staying in, the owners had to apologise to locals for the circus that came as a result. But, the general vibe I got from locals, one lady said that anyone is welcome to the Cotswolds, but she would quite like to kick JD Vance in the shins, was her exact quote. So clearly some are very mixed when it comes to their views on JD Vance. Many were irritated, but he was in a very wealthy part of the UK. David Cameron and his wife Samantha were his neighbours for the week, and Ellen DeGeneres, who actually left America to escape MAGA, was only a 10-minute drive away, so I bet she was thrilled.
Right, an elaborate and expensive trolling operation maybe by JD Vance. The lady, of course, who wanted to kick him in the shins may have been wrestled to the ground, tasered and arrested had she attempted to do so. But even had she not got that far, her social media could have been the subject of scrutiny to identify her as a potential hostile actor.
Yes, and this is a very strange aspect to it. I have to say, Thames Valley Police do vehemently deny this. JD Vance's spokesperson also said they were unaware of it. But there are reports from multiple sources that a police officer, not sure how many, but certainly one, according to the sources, when they were knocking on locals' doors to tell them of the security arrangements, did ask for their social media accounts so that they could monitor what they were putting online. Now, as I say, the police do deny this, but this has come from, I think, at least three sources who say it did happen. And something that, it goes without saying, we're not particularly used to police or indeed anyone asking for your social media in order to monitor it because someone is coming to stay as your next door neighbour.
And do we know if it was to see if, they had already put critical things up on social media or if they wanted to monitor all local social media in order to see what information was being disseminated and, what intelligence might be available to somebody who intended no good to JD Vance?
Well, on the surface, speaking with one of those who claims this, whilst they were sort of horrified at the request, it seems to be purely on a planning level, in the sense that they didn't want photographs of Mr. Vance from people who could see his garden or house, or perhaps him leaving, that they could perhaps get photographs and share that location so you would know that he was in the garden at this time or he was leaving at this time. So it was on a sort of practicality level is what those involved say, but nonetheless still has garnered a lot of controversy.
Jeremy Clarkson, he has also been put out, notoriously quiet and retiring, Jeremy Clarkson, but he's decided to break his normal silence and make his displeasure felt.
He'd have been loath to make this about him. Jeremy Clarkson has, of course, got a newfound fame in Clarkson's Farm, the TV series, and he has revealed that he was inconvenienced because of the filming, because they often do a lot of drone shots. And with those drone shots, JD Vance's security meant that they could not do those particular shots for the series. In the past, he has described JD Vance as, quotes, a bearded god botherer. So I don't think there's any love lost between the pair. But his sidekick in the TV series, Caleb Cooper, also was irritated because his wheat got wet as he was waiting for JD Vance's 19-vehicle car convoy to pass.
I suppose you might need, if you're supplying an entire Air Force base with cheeseburgers, you might need 19 vehicles. It's not an easy operation. But he's moved on from the Cotswolds, maybe to the relief of some of the residents there, and landed in Scotland last night. What's he going to be doing up there?
He has, and I saw Air Force 2, his jet take off from RAF Fairford yesterday, and in Scotland, this is part of the family holiday, so we had Zelensky in London this morning. It doesn't look like JD Vance is going to hot-foot it back to London to meet with the Ukrainian president. Rather, this is more downtime as part of the holiday. There had been suggestions that he could visit Trump's golf course while he's up there. There were other suggestions he could have a brief chat with the Foreign Secretary, the First Minister, John Swinney. That, as of yet, unconfirmed, but he's at least spending a few days there, we are told, unwinding.
OK, Henry Riley, report with LBC. Thanks very much for joining us on that. Now, we have some breaking news for you. The Data Protection Commission has announced the opening of an inquiry into Children's Health Ireland relating to the physical safety and security of children's health records with one specific CHI facility at Tally University Hospital. They say they became aware they were... became aware of potential issues at the site from a number of different sources of information, including through protected disclosures that the DPC received, and also a breach notification submitted to the Data Protection Commissioner by Children's Health Ireland. And having reviewed that information, the Data Protection Commissioner conducted an unannounced site inspection on Wednesday, the 16th of July. This formal inquiry, it says, will examine Children's Health Ireland's compliance with their GDPR obligations, in particular relating to the security of personal data and processes that Children's Health Ireland have in place for the management of physical records. Now, coming up later in this hour, we'll be talking about childhood vaccines with GP Maura Finn. You can send in any questions you might have to us on 0870 32 32 32, or you can text us on 51551. But next, why are some countries ramping up nuclear power while others are winding it down or ruling it out?
Get in touch on WhatsApp, 0870 32 32 32.